Welcome, everybody, to the 15 Years Later podcast. My name is Mike Wilden, alongside, as always, Tim Larson. Tim, how are we doing today?
We're doing pretty good. School started, so I'm learning a whole batch of new brats' names and trying not to be exhausted getting through Monday and Friday after an entire summer off, but I'm having fun with it.
And how's that going for you?
I was pretty tired. Thursday night, I think I actually went to bed at like 9 o'clock and slept all the way through, which is very rare for me, but that's just what the shock to the system does to you. But I'm enjoying the kids so far. I only had to yell at one kid so far. That's kind of nice.
That's good.
Yep. Update. We talked last time about having lost a band vehicle. I am having the Mustang looked at tomorrow, and I'm going to find out pretty shortly where I'm at with that car, and I'm leaning pretty heavy towards purchasing a brand new Bronco. I think that's going to happen. Yep. From Mustang to Bronco. That's an old man switch right there.
A little bit. Very horse centered.
From one horse to the other. Yeah. I've had that. So they make the Mustang in Dearborn, Michigan. And like, that's where I grew up, you know, Dearborn Heights. So it's been a tribute to my, you know, stomping grounds, but you know, still a Ford. I'm still in the Ford family. So that's what we in Michigan do. We are dedicated to, you know, Michigan type automakers.
That makes sense.
Yep.
I've mostly kind of been, you know, planning for the whole Europe thing.
Yeah, that's coming up soon.
It is, but it also, like, I still have a couple of weeks before I have to leave. And now I'm at a point where most of the big stuff is done. So it's mostly just a lot of research. And so I'm kind of just thinking, like, you know, I'm stressed, like, okay, what else do I have to do? What else do I have to do? And oh, not really that much, which is kind of nice. The little hitch in that plan is I got a notification that my flight from Brussels to Rome is ready to go tomorrow.
So you need to get to Brussels tomorrow.
Yeah. So at the time we're recording this, tomorrow would be the 18th of August, which I need that flight on the 18th of September.
Oh, you picked the wrong calendar month when you bought your ticket.
Yeah. So I had to kind of cope with that.
It's a lot. Planning something like that's a lot. It takes a lot of, you know.
Yeah. But outside of that, it's gone pretty well. The planning's been going pretty well so far. Yeah, looking forward to it. You know, I get more excited for these types of things as they approach. So like I doesn't really hit me until I'm like there. You know, maybe I'm on my way. Sometimes even when I actually like arrive, you know, it doesn't until I'm actually on the journey. That's when I start going like, oh, and that's when I'm going to be like, I'm going to Europe. Like, that's just, you know, otherwise it's kind of just the same for me.
You've been training for this too. Like, you've been traveling for work and living out of strange places. So like, this is right in your wheelhouse now.
We'll see.
So last night, it was a Friday. Today's Saturday that we're recording this. Last night, we went out to the bar after our first Friday. A bunch of teachers went out. And one of our new teachers in the building that we were just out having a beer with, coincidentally, has family in Argentina and Chile.
Oh, really?
And Peru. So she heard that we're going on this trip next summer, and it just lit up. And she's like, oh, I got to tell you places to go and things to do. So now I've got an inside scoop on some cool shit to do. And can't wait to, you know, meet her husband, have a couple of beers, and have her help us plan out this whole trip. That's going to be awesome.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Lots of stuff to look forward to. Hey, we should probably mention, while you're in Europe, there's a very real possibility we may take a couple of Wednesdays off as we're putting out this story.
Yes.
So for the listeners here, it's sometime in the middle of September, you may find us on Radio Silence for a couple of weeks. We still haven't figured that out, but it's a possibility. Let's put it that way for now.
We're going to kind of get to a point in the story that is kind of, I think I used the word earlier, crescendo.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a good breaking point.
So it's, we've personally labeled these Act 1, 2, and 3, and you guys don't necessarily need to know that, but it's kind of how the story is really divided up. So we will end Act 2 before taking a little break, if we take a little break.
Yeah.
Moving
So,
right along.
speaking of all that jazz, we're here to talk about a blog episode that I wrote. So, want to get after it?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Okay, so this week we are talking about your blog titled Danny's A Night Out with Ivy.
That's right. Episode 17.
Episode 17,
Yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
That's
I just.
we've been at it for a while, but I didn't think we got through 17 of them already, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's. Hey, we've been doing some work. This is pretty cool.
Yep.
All right.
A night out with Ivy.
A night, well, we'll get to the night out with Ivy, but before we get to the Ivy part, let's talk about the Danny's part. There's a lot of relationship theme to this, but you also have some really good stuff in here, about playing in a band and just what, playing live music is kind of like. That's a nice kind of subplot, if you will, not really plot, but it's another theme in here. So before we go into any of the other stuff, tell me, I'll ask this. What makes like a successful night for the band? What do you, when you guys are playing a live show, what would make it a success for you guys?
Yeah, that's how I mention it in the blog. I'd say it was a successful night, right? It's a good night for the band.
Right.
Getting paid is nice, so that's good.
It's yeah.
Sometimes you get paid for how many people come through the door, you know? Like that's a lot of times that's why they charge somebody at the door. And if you don't bring very many people, you don't get very much money. That place is a was a guarantee. And so that's nice, but we had a good crowd in there. Like it felt like it was pretty full and they were lively. And so you want everybody to have a good time, right? So there's thing number one, let's get paid. Thing number two, we want to make sure everybody has a good time because we are entertainers, you know? Like that's really what we're doing. We're up there entertaining. And if you don't have an entertaining night, then people are less likely to come back, right? So it's that's thing number three is what are the odds of being able to do that kind of thing again. So getting an invite back from the venue and also having people watch and see and then come back and see you again. Like that's kind of part number three. And all three of those things were true that night. So
Fantastic.
it's a really good feeling like packing your instruments back up after you had a good show. You know, like you do it a little slower and people come up and talk to you and you have a beer and you're high-fiving people.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
A great feeling. When it's a bad show, you're just like, son of a bitch, I'm gonna shove this cord in this bag and put my shit in the crowd. I suck. I'm not gonna play ever again. This sucks. You know, there's a
Yeah.
wide array of feelings. Because you have,
Whenever I'd have a good stand-up set, and there was like
yeah.
a good crowd, you'd always stay around for a little longer, and talk to people. That was kind of always how it went.
Yeah,
So yeah,
same.
no, I kind of get
Excellent.
it.
Funny at that place. There is right across the parking lot, there's a wedding venue. And so one night we played and it was started, we had a good solid 2 hours, good crowd, but then everybody started to leave. You know, like we took a break and a whole bunch of people leave. And then you get a little
Yeah.
bit later and a whole bunch of people leave. And so we just finished, got everything packed up. Some of the guys left. And I'm literally sitting in the bar with one other band member. About to take the last of my stuff in the car, and the wedding reception gets over, and the entire wedding reception comes in the bar and asks if we'll start playing music. I was like, son of a bitch, you know? It was like 100 people came in. It was like a brand new bar, and they were ready to drink and have fun. They're already half drunk, and now they want to hear live music. And I was like, okay, note to self, don't pack the shit up early when you play at the place next to the wedding venue.
Was this like post reception going out to get drink, or was it the
Correct.
reception?
Correct. The reception
Okay.
place closed. So it's like 11 o'clock or something like that. And they're not done partying. So they literally just
Yeah.
walked across the parking lot when the reception was over, looking for live music and drinks. And I was like, son of a bitch.
First of all, that is kind of cool. But like secondly, like I'm sure if I were in a wedding, a wedding party or just at a wedding and that happened and there was a live band like there, I would be so about that. So I get what they're all coming from.
Well, and they're all in a good mood. They're all half drunk. All of a sudden it's like, hey, these guys are great. Let's buy the album from the guys that played after the wedding reception to remember. Like all of that could have been great. And no, I'm sitting there on the stage like an idiot, staring at 100 people and going, my band is gone. I got nothing for you. So the next time we went there, it's just, I'll close this out real quick. We like finished when we were supposed to, and kind of before we started taking our stuff down, like we peeked out the window to see like what's going on with the wedding reception. Like, hey, is anybody coming over here? And they didn't. So when we stayed just in case, no deal.
Course, when you're
That's my
actually
luck.
prepared for it.
That's my luck. Yep.
Yeah, when I first heard that, I kept on thinking like they didn't get anybody like music for their wedding reception. I was
Oh.
confused. That's why I
Yep.
asked. I was like, I feel like I know, but I had to clarify.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. So you kind of talk about that a little more so towards the end of the blog. Let's kind of go back to the beginning here. You gave a great shout out to your wife, Nikki.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
And
she's
I
the
absolutely
unicorn.
love that. We needed to give her props in this story for sure. And this was a good opportunity to do so, and I think you did well.
Thank you.
I was lucky enough to kind of to hear this story at one point. I want to say a few months ago, one of it's this might have actually been when we were last drunk recording an episode. But before that, the story of how you guys met.
Yeah.
Why don't you go into that a little bit? How'd you meet Nikki, and like how'd you guys end up getting together? And I mean, how'd you guys end up dating?
Yeah, so in the first place, I would like to point out that we did look up the word unicorn and the definition of what a unicorn is. And of course, what I meant is the almost unattainable greatness of a human being. Like sometimes they call Patrick Mahomes a unicorn as a quarterback, but it's also worth mentioning that in the
Well,
swinging
no, I
community,
think you know what? I think we'll just stick with that. Anybody that
the
knows the other meaning can just, kind of laugh about it to themselves.
You don't think we need,
But
okay, let's, yeah,
for
let's,
clarification, that's you meant the unattainable thing for sure.
yes, absolutely. Okay, so,
That was pretty funny though, as we were editing this. I was like, it's that, you
yeah,
sure? But yeah.
it's there in context, right? So, yeah, those of you listening, feel free to look that up and get a good giggle out of that. Now, we were first year teachers in 1998 together. Pretty early on in that year, so one of the other first year teachers asked, hey, does anybody feel like going and getting a beer on Friday night? And I immediately was like, yes, that's perfect. And this was a really cool dynamic. About six or seven first year brand new teachers all went out to a local bar close to that high school. And when we got there on Friday at about 3:30 p.m., there sat a group of veteran teachers who apparently had been doing that for years. So they saw us walk in and just waved us right over, and the two groups immediately mixed and loved the mixture. So
Oh,
outside
what a
of this,
great way to bond. That's awesome.
it was so good. Like outside of school as a nervous young teacher, I was getting all this veteran advice, and not just advice, but also, they were letting you know that you're doing a good job, like that, you got to talk through stuff. And then they got a bunch of young, fresh energy in their group, And so that was definitely just a great thing. And so we were doing that all the time. And Nikki and I had been talking and whatever. And then she, somewhere in October,
Did you meet her like at one of these get-togethers or just
well,
run into her at school or?
when you're a first year teacher, you go through a whole bunch of orientation stuff as new teachers. Like the week before school starts, all new teachers go in and you meet each other and you tour the building and all this kind of stuff. So we were kind of lumped in together in that group anyway. And then that social thing, just kind of added to it. And then somewhere in October, she had a friend who was having on a farm, like a hay ride, which she referred to as a hay rack ride. I don't even know what that means. But she invited me to go, and I knew that she, not too long ago had stopped seeing a different guy, but I didn't really realize that. I mean, she even said that it's not like it's a date. And I was like, okay, well, yeah, I'll come along. And I was fooled. She d absolutely intended that to be a date. So she just sort of, by the end of that evening, stated her intentions that she was interested. And that was, we've been, we were all in ever since. Like, that was just a very
Awesome.
quick moment. Yeah.
That's great. Now I can relate with her on that, where like there have been times where I'm like, I don't want to make somebody nervous, and then I'm like, oh, don't worry, it's not a date. It's I do I kind of
Yeah.
wanted this to be a date. But I mean, that's different if than if like one of you had said, hey, I don't want this to be a date, then obviously that's different. But
Right. Yeah.
clearly she was just like, she was jumping ahead to be like, just in case, you
Right.
know.
Yeah. She was
Yeah.
setting the tone as it doesn't, we don't need to think of this as a date. Like, that was kind of the tone. And so
Yeah.
I just kind of gave a shoulder shrug. I was like, yeah, that sounds like fun. Let's go. And we've been together ever since that day.
There you go.
Yeah. She's pretty great. Nikki's great. By far, most people who know the two of us know how outstanding Nikki is, and they prefer her as the better person. There's just no doubt about that.
I would agree with all of that.
Okay, that was quick. You
That's
could, like, you could spend some time thinking about that if you wanted to. Maybe get back to me, text later. It's fine.
Yeah, no,
It was,
well, you'd be the first one to say it.
I'm just saying that was really quick. You didn't even pause.
But
All right.
yeah, no, I've gotten to know Nikki a little bit ever since you and I have been doing this. You know, I've been over to the house a few times, and you know, gone out to see the band play and everything. So I've had plenty of interaction with her and gotten to know her. And I do have to say, the more I get to know Nikki, two things become apparent. One, everything you're saying, like, oh, she's just an outstanding human being.
Right.
And two, I totally see why you two are married.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
it makes a lot
It
of
works.
sense.
It
Like,
definitely
seeing
works.
your
Right.
guys's dynamic and everything, I'm like, oh yeah, this makes a lot of sense. And it kind of warms my heart,
Yeah.
you know.
Thank you. Thank you for that. She's going straight to heaven. Like, there's no doubt about it. Like, she puts up with a lot. And I think everybody knows that.
Well, now before Nikki, there was, as you put it in the blog, a sitcom casting list
All right,
of
yes.
characters. So, you know, I know about Nikki, and I've heard a few stories, but why don't you talk a little bit about some of that? You mentioned a couple briefly, but let's expand on this a little bit.
Yeah, like, a lot of people, when they talk about their exes, there's like this negative feeling, like, oh, I don't ever want to talk to that person ever again, you know? I just kind of giggle if I think about my past history. There's a lot of crazy going on there. So I mentioned the one that I dated for the longest. And yeah, she does actually have six kids. And that was the reason why she and I had dated for 4 years. And I walked away from that one because I was like still in college, and she was talking constantly about being married and having a family. And I was like, I'm not in that place. Like, I loved the relationship, but I was like, this life goal that she's on is not my life goal, you know? And I thought, like, maybe it could be down the road, but I'm looking right now, and I think this girl has the next 5 years planned out, and it's us married in a house and with at least one kid. And I was like, I'm not ready for that, you know?
Yeah, when you're a guy in your early 20s, that gets pretty intimidating.
Right. And
Like, oh
so
boy.
that was a difficult, like, emotional thing to walk away from, but I know I did the right thing. And so because we had dated so long, one of my other really good friends, he was dating a girl for a long time too. They're still married, and they have two great kids that are becoming adults now. But my girlfriend and his girlfriend spent a lot of time together. You know, we did a lot of stuff together, so they got really close. Well, when I broke it off with her, they continued that friendship. Behind my back, by the way. They never informed me or asked permission, you know, like they just figured it's okay to just keep being friends. So I didn't know that for the longest time. And then when they got married, I got asked to be the best man. And like, oh, by the way, your ex-girlfriend is also going to be in the wedding party. And I was like, what? You know, what?
Surprise.
No, absolutely not. Penalty flag on the play, 15 yards, replay the down, absolutely not. And so so let's go into a different girl because I was dating somebody else at that time who that was like a 2 year kind of relationship. She was always a very jealous person. She had some insecurities and she was jealous of everything. And that's why that one didn't work out. But so I go to a wedding where I'm the best man, and my ex-girlfriend of 4 years is there, and my present girlfriend is jealous of everybody. I was a stress ball that whole time. I was just stressed. I was like, there's a girlfriend and an ex-girlfriend here. This is not good. And so I was more nervous on my buddy's wedding day than he was, by far. Yeah.
Bold claim, but I get it.
Yep. And then the other girl that I mentioned in that blog, she let's call her Angie. We'll make up a name. That's what we do here. We make up names. She has been referred to as Crazy Angie ever since that era. At this point, I'm living with Brian in Dearborn, my cousin Brian, and our other friend
I've heard
Aaron.
him reference her a couple of times.
Yeah. And they were around, you know, and she was around, so they all got to know her pretty well. And this was more of like a 4 or 5 month kind of thing right before I moved out to Illinois. And I just didn't realize just how crazy that person was. But I couldn't break up with her. Every time I tried to have a conversation with her about, hey, I'm about to move. This really isn't going to go anywhere, so we should just probably stop seeing each other and move on. She would just get real aggressive about being boyfriend and girlfriend. Like she was just like, I think we should just go out to dinner instead, or I think we should do this instead. And I was like, I don't think you're hearing me. Like I'm saying these words, and what I mean by these words is we wouldn't do stuff like that anymore. And she just, it was the weirdest thing. She was just like, I refuse to accept what you just said to me. Now, let's go out for dinner. And I'm like, what?
It was
How?
was it kind of like the George Costanza when like the girl's
Yes.
just like, no, we're not breaking up. And he's like,
Yes.
all right.
Except it wasn't, no, we're not breaking up. It was like, let's go do this. Like she just ignored it. So I finally had to break up with her over the phone, which is a no-no, but I was out of options. So I called. I did the breakup, and then I met her through a friend of mine from school, this girl that we went to a lot of classes together. Well, she called me almost immediately after, and she's like, you don't break up with a girl over the phone. What is the matter with you? And I was like, I'm telling you, I tried. I tried so hard. I literally tried to break up with that girl, but it just didn't work. And then, yeah, she buried a bunch of my stuff in her backyard. That's some scary shit right there. I was like,
That's yeah,
you know,
wow.
I was watching over my shoulder for a while after that before I moved. Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty fun. I mean, I could go on and on about that, but that's all a long time ago.
I wish I had been there for this, but I know there's been a story that's told a couple of times in the movie group where I think Brian was responsible for this, but he got a hold of Nikki just to kind of show her sense of humor and
Yes.
said, "Hey, log on, but put your username as, and we're calling her
Crazy
Crazy
Angie.
Angie."
So Angie, yeah.
And so she logged on, but didn't like she didn't did she have everything blurred or
She
like
did.
I don't remember how that happened, but like, but yeah, so they were trying to get you to freak out.
That was such bullshit. So the lead into that, it was the movie group's 100th pick. So we were making a big deal. Like people came out from Michigan and everybody came here to my house and we did a movie watch and we're just kind of celebrating that we got through 100 weeks of watching movies. and it was Brian's pick, and he picked the movie Skin Deep with John Ritter, which is not a very good movie, but the character that John Ritter played was very much like how I behaved dating in my, late teens, early 20s. Like it's pretty spot on. And so we were watching that, and then I had invited a producer of a movie to join our movie group at one point, and I actually got an email back, which was really cool. But Brian went, well, since Tim has been, reaching out to people, I thought I'd reach out to somebody. And since we watched this movie about Tim's past, I reached out to one of your old girlfriends. And then, yeah, he had worked with Nikki to, and he told me later that Nikki jumped all over this. She's like, oh, yes, this is fantastic. So she made up a fake Zoom account with that person's name. And then what freaked me out is Brian said it the week before, and we were all like, ha ha, yeah, funny, funny. But then you guys know this by now. The first person who joins the Zoom meeting, I get an email saying this person has joined your Zoom meeting. So
Right.
if you got on today before I did, I would get an email that says Mike Wilden has joined your Zoom meeting. Well, I look at my email and it says Angie has joined your Zoom meeting, and I was like, what the fuck is going on here? You know what I mean? And
Right.
I and then it happened again. Like it happened, and then like 3 minutes later it happened again, and I was like, this is the exact behavior of this person. Like this is crazy behavior. Like it's an hour before we're supposed to meet, and she's like three times tried to get on the what it was.
Nikki is just nailing the role.
Well, she didn't do it on purpose. She was just checking to see if she could change the name on it and have it blurred out. And she was doing some practice runs. She didn't know that I would get those emails. And I'm like, son of a bitch, he did it. He found my ex-girlfriend. And she's gonna, sh this is son of a. So I called him and yelled at him. I was like, the hell is the matter with you? You're affecting people's lives here. And he almost gave it away when we talked. He was like, do you think I would do? And I was like, yes, motherfucker, I think you would do that. And then, so I kind of half in my head, I was like, all right, it's an elaborate practical joke. But also half in my head, I was like, yeah, that crazy Angie showing up in this Zoom meeting. And then during the meeting, it pops up and it's blurred and there was no sound. And so Nikki like typed in the chat, I can't get my audio to work. Can you guys hear me? I've been talking and stuff. And Brian's loving it because he's looking right at my face to see how freaked out I am. And I think I played it pretty cool. But to hear Brian tell the story, I turned completely white and, was about to pass out. And so yeah, that was
I imagine there was actually, in reality, somewhere in between
it's
those two.
probably been between those two things. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
Larsons do tend to
man.
exaggerate. It's one of our things. So yeah, so I was gonna turn this around back on you. So there's a couple of my stories.
Okay.
You've gotta have a whole pocket full of stories yourself in the dating world. So let's get some dirt. Let's hear about the Mike Wilden past dating profile.
Oh boy. So first of all, I mean, having traveled for a living the last few years, there are a lot of like shorter term, one date stories that maybe didn't
Okay.
go well. I've told you a couple of those, but we don't really have a lot of time for
We
those,
can
but
take that to open mic night if we need to go back.
we can take a couple of them maybe. As far as relationships go, there are a few that stick out. Well, 51% girl, of course.
Oh
That's
yeah. Just
that's a
nod.
real
Just nod and agree.
just
Just
yeah.
give wave a flag, something. Give me anything.
Shit, again, real quick. We were young and stupid, wonderful human being. We were just young and dumb. I will tell a quick story about that though. So she had this yellow shirt that she always wore when she would make big decisions. And she told me about this while we were like pretty early in our relationship. She'd worn it to like to break up with her ex that she eventually dumped me for later anyway. She wore it the day that she told me that she liked me, which I of course was clueless to at the time.
Oh, so this is a superstitious thing for her.
Yeah, it
Okay.
was kind of her good luck thing, or just yeah, it's she wore this yellow shirt to make her big decisions.
Yeah.
So things have been kind of deteriorating, what with the 51%
Oh
and
no.
whatnot.
Oh no, I see where this is going.
And just building it. And so we basically we went so we decided to take a break for like a week or so. And neither of us really knew what that meant or how it worked because we were too really dumb to understand it and too because we were too young.
Pretty young. Okay.
And yeah, we're both still teenagers at that point in time. So it's like, you know.
I see where this is
But
going. It's not good. It's not going to a good
well, I
place.
just I remember when she was like, "Hey, can we talk?" And I was thinking like, maybe we'll be, you know, maybe there's an outside chance I'll be able to like talk to her, or maybe we can get back together and like get back on good terms. And I opened the door and she's wearing the yellow shirt, and I was like,
Oh no. Oh,
oh
that's bad.
man. And like in hindsight, I kind of, you know, now obviously with the, just the way, just with my sense of humor, part of me wishes I would have been like, you know what? You can go home. We're good here. Like,
Yep. Don't even have to
just,
say it. I see
I know
it.
what this means. We're good.
Oh man.
Again, wonderful human being. We're just stupid. It's fine.
I actually
We're
know
young,
her.
I should
I
say.
taught her. You've told me who it is, and I agree.
Yeah.
That she is a nice person.
She is. More recently, like year and a half, 2 years ago or so, I was in a relationship for a few months with this girl from Peru. She was kind of it was that experience was nice because it was kind of a learning thing for me where it's like, oh, I have like grown, and I think you can probably attest to this. I dealt with that relationship a lot differently than any of the other things I'm going to tell you or the story we're going to talk about next time.
I would totally agree with that.
Yeah, definitely mark of growth for me. But she was really sweet, really, she was very smart, worked her ass off. And just a lot of fun to be around. Absolutely gorgeous, you know. And you know, there are just a couple of fundamental differences in how we saw things working, you know, how the relationship should work. And it was just kind of like we weren't able to overcome those. And after a while, it was like, this just isn't gonna work long term. So I made the decision to end that, and
Yeah.
she did not take that well. But you know, whatever. We don't need
Question.
to really get into that.
Did you wear a yellow
But
shirt?
no. And I, you know, I hope she's doing well. You know, whatever she's doing well. But so, like a year later or so, two separate friends had messaged me within a couple of weeks, just that I hadn't heard from in a while. And we were just catching up, and they went, "Hey, is you still dating that Mexican girl?" And I'm like, "Well, she was Peruvian, but no,
Right.
we broke up like a year ago."
Yeah.
And they go, "Oh man, yeah, she was really hot. Like, thanks. Yeah, no, like
That's,
I'm aware,
yep.
but thank you for that
Good of you to point
reminder."
that out. Yeah.
Yeah. So just in case I needed to think about that one a little more.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough right there. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
So the story that we're telling next time, that's a situation that lasted several years and was kind of an on and off thing. And I still met and went out with and dated people, you know, during the downtimes there. One of those girls really, really liked me for a while, and then I kind of started to go like, "Oh yeah, like, you know, hey." So I came to like her, and so we started dating. We were together for 6 days.
Oh.
Yeah. So at that point in time, I wasn't really sure how to handle my emotions, and I was still working through some stuff from the first round of the story that we're telling next time, which of course would go many more rounds in the future. But just even because of that first round, I had been going to therapy just to kind of figure out, like, okay, we need to figure out how to handle your emotions in times of grief.
That's a good thing to do. I'm all for that.
So I was in the waiting room for what was supposed to be my last session, where it's like, hey, you know, just kind of double check a couple things, just talk to you a little bit, and I think you're good to
With the
go. You don't have to come
therapist?
back.
With the
Yeah.
therapist? Oh no.
Yeah. And I was in the waiting room and she dumped me over text.
Oh God.
And so he came and got me. He's like, "So how's it going?" with a big smile on his face. And I was like,
Oh man.
yeah, maybe this shouldn't be the last one.
To sign up for a couple more sessions. Oh good Lord.
Yeah, but I really think, I mean, if we're talking, you know, relationship stuff, you know, the really kind of the most outstanding one outside of the story we're telling later would be my college girlfriend Carrie.
Okay.
Now, I don't
I've heard of
mind using
her.
her. Yeah. I don't mind using her real name because I don't have a single bad thing to say about her. You remember last time when we were talking about like things that kind of helped me build confidence early on, like after I
Yes.
got out of your classroom and I told you
Yes.
college? Well, one thing I left out there was, and a huge part of that was this relationship. I experienced so much growth in confidence in myself because of this relationship throughout college. In ways that I believed in myself in ways I never had up at that point, to that
Okay.
point, at the time. And that, I mean, that's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to lift each other up. You're supposed to enhance each other's experience, not bring each other down.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was fantastic. We were together for 2 years. It wasn't built for the long haul, but that's okay. I look back at that one very, very fondly. Not longingly, but just fondly.
Okay.
Because it was such a good experience. I think, when people say like, oh, well, dating is to basically figure out, what you like and what you don't. I feel like when people say that, a lot of times they're kind of maybe leaning a little heavier on the don't, kind of like, hey,
Find out
this is
what you
how you
don't want
can,
it. Yeah.
right. This is how you can find red flags that you don't want to deal with in the future. But I think there's something to be said about the green flag side of that, about the positive side of it,
I
the
like that.
positive traits. And so the first thing about this is like, I learned a lot in hindsight, once all the anger and the sadness and then the, oh, I don't care, all after the dust settles and you look back at it with more objective eyes and, with a little more appreciation, that's what this one is for me. It's like, oh, there are so many positives that I like think about. That I'm like, oh yeah, the next, like, if I'm in a relationship in the future, I know how it needs to feel in order to know that it's a good one, because I had that here. And I know certain traits. That doesn't mean that she and I were, specifically built for the long haul, but these are good things. Like, oh, okay, like, you know what I mean? It's the positive side of that, is what I'm
I
trying to
do.
say.
I do know what you mean.
The other thing is, I think there's something to be said about being able to appreciate people that are in your life on a temporary level, but it's still a good thing. You can be temp somebody can be in your life temporarily and still be absolutely a great thing for you.
Yeah.
I remember talking to my really good buddy Chris as I was like dealing with the breakup with this, because the breakup was very hard.
Okay.
But as I was sitting there like, oh, what am I like? Man, she was great for me. What was I thinking? Blah, 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 blah. He
Yeah.
just kind of went, well, okay, maybe Carrie was great for Mike ages 21 through 24, but maybe Mike ages 25 through 28 just needs something completely different.
That's a
And
good
he's
take on
right.
that. Yeah, that's a really good take on that.
That sticks with me to this day. I think about that like regularly because he was right. Nowadays, because I mean that was over a decade ago, now it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, yeah, that was a really good thing. I found out a few years ago she was getting married and I was nothing but happy for her. I'm
Okay.
100% like, this is awesome. There was no resentment or anything. And I remember kind of re I had that feeling of, oh, that's awesome. And then I also had the feeling of, oh, hey, the fact that I genuinely think that's awesome is also pretty cool. Like for
Yes,
me, like, hey,
agreed.
that's a good thing. I got to take a lot of positives away from that relationship. Despite the laundry list of either ridiculous stories or, maybe not so great stories, including one we're gonna tell next time, I did get one really nice positive, like a good chunk of a positive experience.
That's great.
Otherwise, yeah, I those are probably the ones that are worth mentioning anyway.
You know, I just talked about my first serious relationship of 4 years. You know, if I'd have met her at a later time in my life when I was more mature, that might have really worked out. But I don't think she was willing to wait around for that. I think she needed somebody when she was in her early 20s. And I needed that kind of
Yeah.
relationship when I was in my later 20s. Like, that wasn't a match. And I, same thing, I feel really good about her as a person. And she's married. I wish her well, and good luck with those six kids, because I'm glad I don't have to deal with that.
So anyway, moving on with our blog here. You talk a lot about a conversation you and I had, but you also kind of describe, you and I are at Buffalo Wild Wings working on this blog. We're meeting, every few weeks, and we have our process. And then one day I kind of threw that process off the rails because I had something to talk to you about. What do you remember about that you didn't already write?
Oh, yeah, put me on the spot here. Talking
Yep.
about Buffalo Wild Wings, we threw a shout out to Jake a long time ago, but we should throw out another
Yep.
one because Jake was there for all of these, bringing us drinks and stuff.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I just remember instead of, that setup is there. We would meet and then we were both looking forward to trading stories and funny stuff, right? Fun energy. Good energy, making each other laugh, enjoying the catching up still. We were still in catch up mode, really, from, this is not many meetings into this. This is our first four meetings or whatever this comes up. It's just that when you brought this one up, what I remember was this is different. He's not just talking about, a funny take on this, or you mentioned self-deprecating humor. There was a lot of that. Both of us were doing that. Yep. I mean, I was getting ready to go, well, got written up at work today, like that kind of thing.
Right.
And that wasn't the tone at all. Like you were like, hey, do you mind if I tell you this? So it wouldn't have been our first or second meeting, but it was somewhat early on, but you were comfortable enough to bring this up. And so we had to be maybe four meetings in or so, now that I think about it. But I
It
just remember.
was roughly, it was four or five, and
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and do this now.
Go ahead.
You wrote about these events in your blog, and we agreed that it was a good way to tell the story, but a lot of this is pretty inaccurate.
That's a strong
So
word. That's a strong word.
first, no, it's it, but it's an accurate word, unlike your story. So
Well.
first of all, you did use the got written up at work line very early on. That was our second meeting. The second time you and I ever met at B-Dubs, we got our drinks and you just went, "So I got written up at work today," and
Just
I
gonna
it got the
unravel my whole
reaction.
blog episode in front of everybody.
Right.
Okay, all right, go ahead, keep going.
Also, the fir within the first couple of times when we were just sharing all just a load of life stories and like what can we write about and where do we want this to go? I told you very early on, like, there's a girl thing here, but I'm not gonna tell you about it right now.
Okay.
And at the time, I was like, I don't think I'm gonna write about it. And you said, like, yeah, you don't have to tell me right now, but at some point, I do want to hear it.
Okay, there we go.
You did encourage me a couple of times to tell it because we were just like, all right, let's put it all out there. Let's see, what we've got. And so yeah, when we met that day, I kind of went, well, are you ready? Because
Yeah, here we
now's
go.
got to be the
Here we go.
time.
Okay, I gotcha. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
So, as we were editing this blog last week, and you were kind of giggling as we were talking about it. You're like, that
Oh,
is
yeah.
definitely not the order of things and how it happened. And we remarked on the fact that my mother said I never tripped her down the stairs, for God's sake.
I still think that probably happened.
Accuracy of details are not important to me when I'm telling a story, clearly.
Which that's one big difference with you and me, because I'm always like fine details and trying to get the most
Right.
accurate version. But
Nope, not
yeah, no,
important
that's
to me. I'm just trying to get a good story out there. So
yeah.
where I'm going with this is what we talked about was you probably remember it better because this was a very emotional thing for you. And
Yeah.
so the impact on you and just where you were and talking through this stuff, it makes perfect sense that you have a lot better recall of this, even from 3.5 years ago, than I do because, like I'm saying, I
Yeah.
remember the tone. I remember how serious you were about it. But all of the details, not so much. I just remember
Of
talking
course.
through stuff with you, and so any detail that may be questionable between the two of our recollections, I'm just gonna say you're probably right. Just take a wild
Well,
guess there.
I mean, I agree with everything you're saying as far as your perspective was a lot more. And also, like the night out at I, you're busy, you're playing in the band and
Right.
everything. So, like, your recollection of the order events there was also, not
Oh, that's that one's not good
accurate,
either. Okay, all right.
but you were busy, so like it makes
Yeah.
sense. Like, all of that is legit, but I'm still absolutely gonna give you shit about it.
Yeah,
So,
sounds like it.
right.
Yeah. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, that was the other thing, was the night out. Like, you came up during an intermission, not necessarily, I think you came up at towards the beginning, but you did come up and talk to us for a few minutes at the intermission, which was kind of
Okay.
fun. Like, had a little more of a conversation with us.
Okay.
There was one point where you looked from the stage and we weren't there because we went on a walk, and
Okay.
then we came back and we didn't actually disappear halfway through. We stayed for the whole show.
Oh, see, now
We
you're just
did
getting
leave.
picky.
Yeah, well, just
Now you're
saying.
just being picky about the thing.
Well, the part of the reason I wanted to bring that up though is because there was a pretty cool moment
Okay.
where the show ended and she and I were like, all right, let's go. And on the way out, I looked back towards you and I kind of just gave you like a wave, kind of a little salute, and you kind of just gave me a, kind of the wave back, like you knew, like, all right, nicely
Okay.
done. But rather than like, hey, wait, I gotta go say goodbye to him, it was just kind of a, hey, I'm leaving, this went well, and you kind of gave me the, the acknowledgement for that. That was, I remember that, and that was pretty cool.
Okay. Yep, don't remember that at all, but probably because, like you said, I'm multitasking that whole time.
Well, let's go a little further into that actual conversation.
Okay.
We're not going to talk too much about what the relationship was because we may or may not be addressing that in a very near future podcast and
Right.
blog. But what I will say is I had been going through this thing up to 6 years at that point, and this was kind of the seventh go around, and this one was a little different. In some ways, it was the same in a lot of ways too, but I kind of I brought you up to speed on the entire story leading up to it, and we were still in progress in the seventh round of this,
Okay, yeah.
and I remember you telling me after I told this whole story, it was like, 'cause I got all these mixed signals and everything like that, you were like, hey, here's the thing, she does like you, but you're her safety valve. And you're never
Oh,
gonna
right.
not be her safety valve unless you take that safety away from her. So your advice was like, you basically kind of like you said, go all in, but it was, you can't, you got to be able to let go of the friend thing, because until you do, you're gonna just keep doing this dance for another 10 years, because she's gonna keep you, at the will they, won't they level, or wherever she can keep you. Until you're not willing to be there anymore. And it made a lot of sense. It was kind of one of those things, like, I think I had heard it before, but just the way you said it made a lot of sense. And you, to your credit, talked me through it and, listened intently, and you had a lot of pretty good advice. You did also, of course, tell me, now, this probably won't go well.
I do remember saying that. You know what? I didn't recall the safety valve thing until you brought it up. Like, I don't remember saying it, but when you brought it up, I was like, oh yeah, that is how we talked about that.
And it's funny because that's the part that sticks out to me the most.
Yeah, what I mean, that makes sense though, for the reason we said before that, you were in a tough spot. Like, this meant an awful lot to you at that time. And
Yeah.
I'm just drinking beers, giving somebody advice, I'm just trying
Right.
to. I think what was really good about that conversation is when you left it, you kind of had a direction to go with it. Whereas as you had been
Yes.
talking about it, you felt a little lost. Like, you were explaining it. You didn't really say something like, what do you think I should do? Like, it was never that kind of conversation. Like, you were coming to ask for any advice. But as you were explaining it, I don't know. I do remember saying, I don't think this is going to end well. And I do remember saying, you need to find out. And now that you bring it up, I do remember characterizing it as, you're a safety valve. You're a safety net.
Yeah.
You're like, she's comfortable knowing that you're always going to be there, when she feels like needing you, that kind of thing. And I'm glad we did have that conversation, because I'm glad you did go back into that with a direction. And I mean, clearly, fast forward 3.5 years, you're in a better place now.
Yes. I guess I really only have a couple other questions. When we fast forward to the night at Danny's, because that's what this is all centered around.
Yeah, we had a part one, a part two, and this is part three.
So I arrived an hour before she did. She was kind of a little flaky on when and how she was gonna arrive, and
Okay.
AF at one point. So I was pretty frustrated for a little while, but She showed up and we had a great time. Now, what do you remember when she walked in, you guys started playing? I mean, you kind of write about it, but I want to actually hear like what you're going through that night, because I don't think we've ever actually discussed like
That's
your
true.
perspective.
That's true. Now, as we talked about earlier, I don't think I can trust what I remember about that night because
This is true.
there was an accuracy issue for this episode with me. But this is, let me ask you a question. When you were there before she showed up, did I talk to you when you were there by yourself?
I'm sure you did, yeah.
Okay.
I think you did.
Okay. So that fits right into the theme here because, again, this is 3 years ago, right? But this is what I remember. I don't know that I remember seeing you there by yourself. In my head right now, I just remember looking up and seeing the two of you together.
Okay.
So,
And that might have been how it went. I'm
yeah.
not sure if I thought I saw you before. So that part I'm a little hazy on too.
Yeah,
I
it
just
would.
remember sitting at the end of the bar, which you did get that part right. I was at the end of the
Yep.
bar.
Oh, I have visually, I
Yeah.
have it perfectly ingrained in my memory.
Right. But like I was pretty frustrated because I thought it was gonna be just like,
Oh,
all
you're gonna
right,
get
here we
stood
go
up.
again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, and it was kind of a, I half expected it. And then suddenly she showed up and I was like, well, she's gonna try and duck out early. But we had a great time and everything. So,
Yeah.
she showed up right before you guys started playing, or maybe right after. And it was like, oh, okay, like this is great. So you look over, you see us. What's your thought? I know
Yeah.
you're in the middle of a lot of stuff, but
Yeah, so the first thing I remember is looking up and seeing the two of you. That's the memory I have. And the thought that I had going through my head was, I mean, I wrote it in the blog, that son of a bitch did it. I remember just looking up and seeing the girl and thinking just like happy thoughts. I was like, oh, here we go. Look at this. Like, good for you, Mike. That's exactly what was going through my head. And I remember not having much time to do stuff. Like, that's what those nights can be like. Go
Yeah.
say hi to Nikki and then go, hey, I gotta go. Go say hi to somebody else. Hey, I gotta go. Now, you've been to a few of these shows. This was your first one. And so, I'll come over and I'll say hi for a minute, but I probably gotta go to do something else right away. So, to answer your question, I saw you and I was happy for you immediately. Like, there we go. He set off with a direction for how to handle this thing. And I don't know where it's going to go, but he's in a better place than he was before. And he looks like he's having a good time. So great. That's what I thought when I
Yeah.
first saw you guys, or when I secondly saw you and saw you with her for the first
Right. Or both. We'll just say
time.
both. Let's say both.
Right. Really starting to see an issue with my memory recall here. I don't know what's
It's
going on.
Well, you did write January originally before we edited this. I'm like, no, this is in the summer.
Oh, we're really going after it here today. Okay. All
I'm
right.
sorry, the January thing was very funny. I had to
You
bring it up,
know,
even if you don't keep it, even if you don't keep it in, I wanted to bring it up.
when you make mistakes, I don't make fun of you.
That's not true at all.
I don't remember a single time where you make some kind of mistake and I just keep hammering away at you. It doesn't seem
Your
fair.
classroom? Like
Well, if you think of anything, write it down and get back to me later, but just said
Yeah, right. So, anyway.
I do that in the classroom all the time, by the way. I'm sorry, this is a side note, but somebody will make fun of me for doing something stupid in class, and I will immediately go, hey, I don't make fun of you guys, just to see the reaction from 30 people go, like, hands in the air, like, oh, come on. That's the
Yeah.
most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And then I'll ask them, can you remember anything specifically?
Right, because there are so many moments like that day to day that you can't pick out anything
Takes them a
specific.
minute to
Yeah, and you
process,
know
but then they do
that.
it every time. I get a like almost a chronological list of, you told me this and you said that and you did that and you told the principal that I said, like they'll just go through the whole thing and I'll be like, all right, I guess you guys are making a good point. You could probably stop that now, but it's always a fun day when we do that because, so anyway, sorry, that
Well,
was an
hey,
aside.
once a Larson student, always a Larson student.
So this
Yeah,
wasn't in January, it was in June is the point you were making. It was a lovely June day for a show out at Danny's Pizza Bar.
it was a lovely day. I'm not going to give away too much of the story either. There are other points of this night that I kind of want to talk about, but we'll get to later. And so, real quick note, just getting back to the blog, even though it's not necessarily back to the subject. I love your line where you say, "We're on in five and the crowd's alive.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna have a good time tonight." And you reuse that later. It's you said, you know, "Hey, I'm you came and said
I got to
hi
get
or
back
whatever
on in
during
five.
intermission. Back on in five, the
Yeah.
crowd's still alive. We're having a good time." And I was like, I like that device a lot.
Yeah.
And as we were editing that, I mentioned that earlier, like, and you were, "Oh, should I change that?" I was like, "No, if you like it, keep it." And then once we got to the second one, I went, "Well, not, now you have to." I loved that.
Right. That's not a line that like we use, you know, in the band when we're about to go on. I had just kind of written it in that spot, but maybe that's a line we should use. Hey guys, we're on in five. The crowd's alive. The "we're gonna have a good time tonight" is actually a reference to the third song that we play every time. It's the first one that I wrote for this band, and it's a high energy thing, and people always cheer at the end of it. So it is kind of like a, "Hey, we're gonna have a good time tonight." It's an anthem for what we actually love doing, you know. You get in that room, and you know, we really didn't describe that room, Danny's. You know, that's the title of this place is Danny's, A Night Out with Ivy. So just really quick before we get, you know, back to where we were there, it's a large room. It's hot because there's 600 degree pizza ovens just off to the side of the stage. It's got a nice long bar and a really long area for people to be watching the show. From front to back, that's a long room, and they have kind of like almost picnic table style tables going sideways, and most people choose to sit on the back end of it so they can see the stage. And so that night was a pretty, like, it wasn't jam-packed because it's a really big room, but there was a lot of people in there. And so it was a good look. You know, like there's the stage, there's a nice crowd, there's people sitting at the bar, and you're off at the side at the end of that bar with Ivy, and just a nice vibe in that room. You know, I remember seeing you and thinking, "Hey, I'm happy for Mike. He's figuring out a direction to go with this. He got the girl out for what very much appears to be a date, and the room is cool. It's just a good vibe. That whole night had a good vibe to it."
Did, and I'm glad that it was a good crowd. You know, if I had just invited you to come and see me do stand up, doing it together, obviously we covered that. The crowd was what it
It
was,
was
and I'm
great.
glad it was.
It was a
But
great. I'm
if
glad we did
you,
that. It was great.
yeah, but if you were just coming to see me, then I would have wanted to have like a lively crowd and wanted to do well. So I
Right.
imagine you were probably thinking like, if he's gonna come and see me play, it's gonna be a good room like this.
Yeah.
And
That worked out well.
it
That
was
worked out
very
really well.
solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know what's funny
So.
is, we've talked on this podcast about you seeing the band before. You know, like we've, this has come up
Yeah.
on these podcasts, but now we're talking about the first time you went to see the band so late in the show. It's
Right.
funny that we're going back and reminiscing about that now after we've talked about it a few times.
Well, that
It
was
was,
another one of the bullet points. You know,
yeah.
we were talking last week about how, you know, we said we were going to go do comedy together. And one of the other things is that, you know, the idea you originally said was, "I'm going to come see you do comedy. You're going to come see me play in my band."
That's
And
right.
then the comedy part of that morphed into, "We're going to do the comedy thing together."
That's, you're referring to the very first meeting. Like, those are things that we said
Yes.
we're doing, and you know, we did them.
Yeah. In the last couple episodes, we've kind of been able to
Yeah.
check those off now.
Yeah.
It's been fun, or at least for this one, we're finally talking about it. But anyway, so if I can tell you a little bit about my experience in that room, obviously it was
Oh, yeah,
mostly
let's go.
focused around, you know, Ivy right next to me. But during the intermissions a couple times, during some of the downtimes, one, Nikki came over. So once again, props
Oh,
to her, came
right.
over and was like, "Hey, how's it going? You know, are you having a good time?" And yeah, I feel like she made me, you know, kind of look good just because she was just very friendly and, you know. And so that was pretty cool. And then our friend Lynn, you know, former, you know, teacher at the school you teach at currently.
Yeah, she's come up a few
She
times.
came over. What?
She's come up a few times in the podcast, right? Like Lynn's,
Yes.
she's
Yes, she
supportive of what
has.
we're doing.
Yes, very much so. And it's funny you say that because she came over. And I hadn't seen her, you know, probably since high school. But she's like, oh, hey, how are you? It's great to see you. And I'm talking to her, back and forth. And unprompted, I didn't ask for this. I didn't lead into this. She just went, yeah, man, I remember you in high school. I remember you were always very smart and just, had these the good thing, just made me look good right in front. I'm like, nice.
Lynn's being a wingman. She is being a wingman for
Yeah.
you. That's
She
great.
just set me up there. That was pretty cool.
Now, quick question. In high school, do you recall yourself being very smart?
I don't know. I
I'm sorry. That was a total setup question. I withdraw the question, Your Honor. Carry on.
No, that was fair. That was a fair shot. No, well, the thing is, we talked about it with Phil. Like, I didn't do my homework, so I wasn't really sure. So there were times where I was like, I think I'm smart, but maybe I'm not, because,
Well,
there's a whole confidence thing.
she did the
But
right thing in that moment, that's for sure. Good for Lynn. She knew what she was
oh
doing.
yeah.
Lynn knew what she was
Yeah.
doing.
100%. And it was like, I just kind of like, it's like, I can't say anything to you right now, but if I could, I would totally just give you a high five for this. Like, this is just well done. I
There's
know
a
what you're
hug in
doing.
your
Thank you.
future. There's a hug in your future. So, hey, so
Yeah.
let me ask you. I mean, you asked me what I thought when I saw you guys together, knowing how much anxiety you'd had about this situation and knowing that you had gotten out on what was perceived by me at least as a date, and I'm sure you guys were kind of looking at it that way. How nervous were you sitting there with her? Like, were you freaking out or were you like, hey, this is cool? Where was your state of mind at that point?
Without giving too much of this away, and I know I've been kind of vague about this a couple of times, but yeah, spoiler alert, we are going to talk about this in depth next
That's
time.
right. That's right. This is a big moment coming
As
up.
far as Ivy goes and my connection with her, but as far but without giving too much away, I was nervous and I was just like anxious, mostly because of what I was expecting. I was expecting her to. If she showed up, and then she texted me like, "Hey, I'm on my way." So then I knew she was going to show up eventually, but like I had had experiences with her in the past where she'd been kind of flaky, and that was mostly through text, I suppose, but I guess just my mindset was I kept on looking for these red flags and they kept on turning up green, which was why the situation was so confusing to me in the first place when I, came to you and I'm like, "Look, I'm confused, but for some reason this seems good." And I don't know, like, but this was a time where I was like, okay, there it is. There's the red flag. When I'm texting her, hey, when are we gonna meet there and everything? And she's kind of being a little weird about it. So I up until she arrived, I was absolutely just, I was, I don't know about, I guess nervous, but I was an anxious wreck. I was kind of just
Here we go
upset and just
again.
like, ugh, God. I knew it was gonna happen. I knew the other shoe was gonna drop, but just didn't want to believe it. All right, well, but she showed up and it was great. As soon as she showed up, it was just her aura, her energy there was just very like, hey, I'm here to be with you. She wasn't, we were on our phones texting each other while the music was playing because we couldn't like talk and hear each other, but we were constantly texting each other stuff the entire time. But it wasn't like she was like going through her phone and then, like, oh, okay. And sometimes she would just write something on her phone and then show me rather than just text me. But it was like we just had those up the whole time. She was 100% present in the moment with me.
That's great.
She was there with me. And anything that we did was just revolved around the fact that we were there together. Like she'd whisper, she'd talk, we talk about, the band. Or the guy's mustache halfway down the bar, and I just whatever, just whatever it was, the entire time she was focused on me.
So you
And then
guys were
like at
having
one
fun.
point we
You were
yeah
definitely
we
just having
were
fun being there together.
and something we hadn't done a lot of is we took a selfie, and she like spent like kind of she was kind of doing her little like touch-ups or whatever. Filters. I don't use that kind of stuff very often, so I don't know. But she was kind of doing that, and she was kind of working on it for a little while. Like, here's this picture of me and her, and she's like working on it, and then she, sends it to me. And it's just like the nervousness melts away when it's like, this is going great. And it just keeps going great. And then at the intermission at one point, she's like, hey, do you want to go for a walk? Not hey, I think I might get going, or no, hey,
Right.
like let's go for a walk. And we went for a walk, and that was nice, and it was a great night. There
So, from our conversation at Buffalo Wild Wings, as I've said a couple of times today, you left that conversation with a direction where you came into the conversation questioning what the hell was going on, right? So you left with a
Yes.
direction. And I think we can agree that that night, not only did you take the direction, but it had worked out pretty good. Like it was the conversation we
Yeah.
had in Buffalo Wild Wings turned into a win as far as where you needed to go from that moment.
Yeah.
So for me, I mean, I had a fun night with the band, and then you and I have this side project we're starting to work on, and you know, I'm now kind of emotionally involved in this situation,
Yeah, you're invested.
and I think at the end of that night, everybody had a good time. Like that was a big win that day
Yeah.
for everybody all around, which is those are great moments, aren't they? That was a
Yeah.
fun night.
Those are great nights. All right. Well, before we get to the other, before I answer the rest of your question about being nervous, was there anything else you wanted to say about Danny's A Night Out with Ivy? Did you have any other thoughts about the blog that you wrote here?
Well, I guess
I
just
know this, like,
technically,
this blog is kind of a little more about me. Like, I'm
it is.
th this blog is half written
Yeah.
about me. But yeah, so just whatever. Do you have any other thoughts?
Well, just a couple technical things. I wrote this as it was just about us having a conversation and then going to Danny's. It was your suggestion months ago. Hey, throw something in there about dating Nikki, since this is
Oh,
about
yeah.
me and dating, and it was just a great suggestion because it really turned the direction of this blog episode on its ear, you know. And then starting out that way, I felt that I had to get a little creative with some of the accuracy of the details just to make it fit, you know.
I won't say anything.
Was something that had to happen just to make it. Okay, enough of that. But also, within the last couple iterations, I went with the part one and the part two and the part three with
I like that too.
the
That
dating
worked really well.
conversation and then the 15 years later and then getting to the Danny's. So there, I do like this one, even though it's kind of short. And let's be honest, it's a setup for what we're doing over the
Yeah.
next couple of weeks, getting to kind of an apex here of the story. But I'm kind of proud of the way the two of us work together to coordinate this story to make it what it is. I think it's entertaining as it is, and it's a nice memory for us. And it really does get us, we're kind of on a launching pad here for our next conversation.
Well, I'm going to give you credit once again because I, it was kind of one of those things where you understood the assignment.
Okay, don't do that when I'm taking a drink. It'll take a look before you get one of those.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, I'll get you next time. So this one was even shorter, Once Upon a Time, because it was just Night Out with Ivy. And, or I mean, it was just the Danny's part and then like the Night Out with Ivy. And so it was just you playing in a band, and you kind of talked about that, and then you would kind of mention me in that situation, and it was very short, and it's still, it was a setup, but I think as we were going through this and we were looking at what we were once we started actually releasing this and what we were looking at publishing every time, we're like, ooh, that one's pretty short, and I think we both agreed it needed some work anyway, but yeah, I don't know, I had the idea, but you knocked it out of the park. I thought you did great with it. So
Yeah,
nicely
good.
done.
Thank you. Thank you. Good collaborative effort. And there have been a couple of times throughout this where you've either said to me, "Yeah, I think you can write that better." Or I've said to you, "Hey, maybe you could move this out of the way and do this." Well, actually, we'll talk about that in the next podcast because there's something in the next blog episode where I made a suggestion that you have rewritten. This one in particular, though, I remember you going, "Yeah, you're going to need to rewrite this." Like,
I'm sorry.
I don't think this is working the way you think this is working. And it wasn't that what I wrote was bad. It was just that it didn't do what we needed it to do. And so
Right.
this one jumps out in my mind like, okay, so I'm going to rewrite this. Mike doesn't like that. Let me write that down and we'll do a redo.
But you did a really good job with rewriting it though. It's
Oh, I
it's
think
turned
it's
into a
great.
really nice piece.
I think I like this one a lot more than I did when I first wrote it, for sure.
Now, I also appreciate the fact that you left it up to me. You're like, hey, you know what? Maybe Mike will tell you his side, maybe he won't. We're gonna respect his decision on that. I appreciate that. Again, I am gonna tell you guys, you know, what my side of this thing, but yeah, thank you for that. I thought that was a very classy way to go about it.
That's well, I don't do classy very often, so I'll take it when I get it.
Fair enough. So real quick before we go, I want to kind of finish answering your question that you from a few minutes ago.
Okay.
Was I nervous?
Oh, yeah.
After the show, you know, I give you the salute as I'm walking out with her. You acknowledge me back. Well, now it's time to make the move. You said make the move. It's like, here we go. Now, I'm not just gonna like force myself on her or anything. That's, you know, we know that's not the way you want to do things. But I was, you know, hoping for some kind of opportunity that would be like, okay, yeah, it's okay to go for it here. 'Cause historically, I've been pretty bad at catching signals, like
Okay.
specifically good signals. I'm great at catching the bad ones, but the good signals that are like, hey, like we're good here,
Green flag.
I don't know if I'm just, yeah, I when I see green flags, I don't know if I'm just too hesitant. But you know, it's part of that is just like, hey man, like you gotta just suck it up and make the move. So it's kind of funny because you write in this and your perspective of the story is, oh yeah, Mike like got it together and he made his move. Well, I actually hadn't made the move. I got her there like to the show, and that after the show was where I was gonna make the move. I was setting myself up to make the move, but I actually hadn't yet until the end of the night.
Okay.
So we're walking out there, you know, just talking about just the rest of the week and stuff like that, talking about when we're gonna hang out next, which was nice. And we're by her car and I give her a hug. And then like as we kind of release the hug, we're both looking at each other, still holding on. And well, I kissed her.
There you go.
And she kissed back. And it was very nice. And then we kissed again. And it was just very, it was great. So hey, there we go.
A
Now,
great
believe it or
night.
not, despite the fact that this had been a years long cycle of confusion, this is actually the first time I'd actually kissed this girl.
Okay.
And I think the reason that this was like so significant is because that's a pretty clear sign. You know, if I'm confused on exactly what this is going one way or another, now I have the answer. You know, it's kind of one of those things, go get your answer, like you said. Now I have the answer. And it was not what I was expecting for much of that time during those 7 years. It's like, oh my God, here we are.
You had reason
So.
to believe that that wasn't going to work out that way. You definitely had reason to be, or at least to be nervous about it.
I was ner I would say nervous about it because I felt a lot better about it, but still you don't know until you know, you know. And so yeah, it turned out really well. And do you remember the email that I sent you? Because you sent me something, hey, thanks for coming to the show. We're gonna talk about the blog or meet whenever it was. And then I wrote you back responding to your stuff about the blog, and then I signed it a certain way.
I'm sure we did check in because we'd been looking forward to do this. No, I don't.
I ended my email with PS kissed the girl.
Oh,
You
you
remember that?
did. Yes, you did. I do remember that. And that was a fun email to read.
Yeah.
That was a good, that was a fun email to read.
So b before we wrap this up, can I just ask, what are you thinking when you read that email and you get to that part? Like, what was your thought?
Well, same thing. I'm happy for our boy, right? Like I call you our boy in this blog a
Yeah.
couple of times, right? Like this is the guy we're rooting for in this story here. And I guarantee you, I felt the exact same way. Like, there you go, Mike. Now we're talking. Happy for our boy. That's exactly how I would have felt
Yeah.
about that.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, we will get into a lot more detail about Ivy and my situation with her and how this whole story ultimately ended. Next time
Yeah.
for the next blog and the next podcast after that. But I say for now, we wrap up the conversation about Danny's, unless you've got anything else.
No, I think we just have to hang our hat on the fact that we've pushed ourselves, right? Lately, we pushed ourselves to getting on stage and do an open mic. I convinced you to come watch the band's performance, and push you into asking this girl out. And on that night, everything was a good vibe. I mean,
It was.
this podcast is a good vibe today.
Yes. And I think that's the other great part about this whole story. I mean, the whole project that we're doing is the fact that, like, I think originally it was more so just because it was like, this is going to make a great story to tell. And that was the original idea. But again, as we're going through the process of creating this, we're bonding and we're creating these things because not only are we helping each other through these life moments, but we're pushing each other, a little outside our comfort zones to do things. Hey, like, go make the move. Hey, come, see my band. Hey, let's go do stand up together. And again, when I was walking up to that building for stand up, I was like, I don't think I want to be here. And three quarters of the way through the night, I didn't want to be there, but I'm glad we did it.
Well,
So yeah, I agree. It's that's been great.
a phrase we used earlier in these podcasts was, we had an original idea and we started chasing it, but as we were doing this, this is the phrase we used, life happened. Like
Yes.
some of this, what we're talking about today, got in the way of us just going through and writing a blog about a former teacher and a former student getting together. Like the story kind of took its own direction,
Sharing
and
stories.
this
Yeah.
is the story. Like here's where we are.
Oh,
So
yeah.
yeah, fun conversation today. And let's move on to part three, and let's talk about just what the hell we're getting into next time.
All right, so that was Danny's A Night Out with Ivy. How do you feel about it?
This is a fun conversation. We talked about vibe a lot, right? And it was a good vibe, and this conversation's a fun vibe. Even going over, old stuff with exes that I dated in the 90s, just a fun conversation, right? I enjoyed it, and it's time to move on. So, why don't you introduce what the next blog is going to be, and I'll do my best to summarize it.
Well, the next blog and then following podcasts are going to be called The Seventh Circle of Ivy.
Seventh Circle of Ivy. Yes.
So, yep, this is where we're going to go pretty deep into this one. I'm going to do my best to make it more about how I felt than like about like what she did or whatever. Like, I'm not looking to prosecute past transgressions kind of thing, like that's not what I'm looking to do, but it is a story, and it's a story I told you as we went over, that day when it was like, here's the day, this is what we're talking about, and it's a crucial part of our story. So, here we go.
This is a big major life event for you. Like you can't would right? Like this isn't just we're telling a goofy story here. This is a major life event for you, and we're gonna lay it all out on the line. And I think it's worth saying, effectively, as we have described them, this is the end of act two for our entire show. We'll get into the third act, which we have a lot of things to say, and we'll say them later. But for now, we're going to get into the Seventh Circle of Ivy, which is your retelling of the way the rest of this story played out. And I don't even want to give any hints or spoilers. I just want to say that there's a lot of emotion coming up in this next episode. And your life event converged with us reconnecting and getting involved in this project. And I mean, kind of our lives just got a little different for a while as a result of how this went. So this isn't just a funny story. This is real life as it played out. And so I say this a lot, but buckle the seatbelts, get comfortable. And if you've been on the ride with us so far, we're taking you to a different place next time.
Yeah. Well, I stand by The Lion as my favorite thing that I've written, which I wrote, Because of how much I rewrote it, I would say that's the one I wrote the most recently. Story-wise, this is the big kahuna. Like, here we go.
As we were going through and putting this project together, this life event happened, and we decided, hey, if we're doing this, let's do it. So we've documented it.
Well, yes. At first, well, like as it was happening, I wasn't sure like if I wanted to write about it. And you were kind of encouraging me, like, hey, when if you get to a point, like I respect that you don't want to, but if you ever
That's
do, I
right.
think it would make a great story. In the same way that you said, hey, I want to hear the story at some point, very early on. So, once I got to a point where I felt like, hey, I'm good with writing this now. Then it was kind of, you were like, oh, you're good? Okay, great. Here we go. And that's, you came out with your half of this. Danny's a night out with Ivy. I came out with my half of it. And yeah, it ended up being pretty crucial to our whole thing here.
Yep. Guys, get ready for a good read, a follow-up podcast. We're bringing it. We're bringing it over the next couple of weeks. It will be the Seventh Circle of Ivy, written by Mike Wilden, and it'll be real.
It will. Now you can find that as well as all of our other blogs at 15-years-later.com.
That's a
That's a
numerical one
numerical.
five with hyphens.
That's correct.
15-years-later.com. I'm sorry, I had to do it. Go on.
That's yeah, you've gotten pretty good at that. You can also follow us on Instagram and Threads at 15 years later official. That's a numerical 1-5, and then the rest of them are just the words. And then lastly, you can email us at 15yearslaterofficial@gmail.com. And just a reminder, we are partnered with the SPDM Crew Podcasting Network, who, by the way, continues to come out with new and fresh podcasts. They just released a couple this week.
What's one of our favorites that we're a part of?
So we started the BTB Movie Club, which is just the movie group. It's the Sunday, the Zoom movie group that we've been talking about. I mean, I know this one isn't new, but I still love Hilty's family movie night with his daughter. That's
That's
just
fantastic.
phenomenal.
What a great dad.
Yeah. And then our buddy, your cousin Brian, just started
He's
a new
just,
podcast
that's
as
correct.
well. It's
Shout
called
out to
Comics.
Brian. He's been
Yes.
looking forward to getting his voice out there somewhere. He enjoys, he's been so supportive of us doing this, and he's wanted to get
He really
his
has.
foot in the ring, and good for him. What's the name of that thing?
It's Comics Corner.
Comics
It's
Corner.
COMIX. So X for comics there.
Well, let me use the phrase that I used earlier today. Our boy is having fun and
Yeah.
doing a good job. So let's root for our boy there. Hey, a sincere thank you to all of you guys who have gone with us on this journey so far and have been listening to these podcasts and reading the blogs.
Yeah. And it means a lot to us. I
It
mean,
does.
we've, like it's a it, it is a passion project more than anything, but it's just really nice that we're able to tell this story to more than just like five people,
Yeah.
and the fact that everybody's been so supportive and so positive does really truly mean a lot. So thank you
Yep.
guys.
Hey, one more cheers to a really fun night out at Danny's. Cheers.
Cheers.
Have a good week, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.